The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the authors. Any content provided by our bloggers or authors are of their opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, municipality, individual, or anyone or anything.
He's a surgeon. He's a 100-ton boat captain. He's a lieutenant on Seaside Heights Beach Patrol in New Jersey. He's a member of the Coast Guard Auxiliary. He's Dr. Michael Ketchmar. Need answers to your medical questions? We have them. Listen in to hear latest on medical topics related to all that and more.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Michael Ketchmar. Welcome to Scrubbing Up with Dr. Michael Ketchmar. Today's date is December the 26th. 2023, year of our Lord, 2023 AD. We have a special guest today, Ava Marie. We have some.
Hi.
Ava's, and tell everybody, Ava's 10 years old, and we have some topics about kids today. So she's going to give us the perspective of kids. And that's why we have her in here. She's a special guest, kid guest. My name is Dr. Michael Ketchmar. I'm a board certified reconstructive foot and ankle surgeon. And we'll give you a little bit stuff here. So this is this is Scrubbing Up with Dr. Michael Ketchmar. It's the name of the show. For people who are on our podcast, you want to come definitely and watch the show. We're on YouTube, Rumble, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook. And our webpage, for people who want to go to our webpage, it's JerseyShoreFootAndLegCenter.com. JerseyShoreFootAndLegCenter.com. It's up here on the screen. It definitely is something which has a lot of information, and I strongly recommend you go there. And so here's my name here. We'll pull this up here. And it's this is our email, which we recommend if you want to talk to us or come on a show. It's drkachmar@icloud.com. So that's drkachmar@icloud.com. How's that sound? Does that sound pretty good?
Yep.
All right. So we're going to start the show today. We have our whiteboard today. We're going to go to that. And by the way, I'm a board certified reconstructive foot and ankle surgeon. I've been on staff at multiple hospitals, and I've been in practice for about 30 years. Ava has been in practice for no years, but she's 10. She's highly trained, educated, and she's going to give us her input. So let's go to the our whiteboard here. And we have a couple things we're going to talk about today. The first one we're going to talk about is edible emergencies in kids. The other one we're going to talk about, believe it or not, is human pee, and this article is unbelievable. And then the FDA failed. So let's start with this edible, topic. So I'm going to go to my iPad here, and let's see here. Let me go over here. So this is a interesting thing. First of all, do you know what edibles are, Ava?
Oh, I think so.
What are they?
Like drugs that people take.
They eat them.
Yeah.
So they look like gummy bears or candy, and it's marijuana. It's THC. And what's happening is the parents get them, and they leave them around the house, and then the babies get them. So here's one article here. This was an article December 16th, 2023. So this is very topical. So an Iowa dad charged criminally after 4-year-old daughter eats THC bar in latest in edible emergencies with children. So this is something that's happening quite a bit now, and it's becoming an epidemic. It's really crazy. And so here it says the father is facing child endangerment and drug charges after his 4-year-old son ate a chocolate bar containing THC last month. The Iowa Department of Health and Human Services began investigating the 26-year-old man after the boy ingested THC on November 19th, the police department said. He was taken to the hospital and treated and eventually released, police chief said. And the father was arrested and charged with multiple felonies, including possession with intent to distribute. It goes on a whole thing here. But the interesting thing about this is that a lot of these children they take this and they pass out. They can't wake them up. The parents don't know what's going on. They're taking them to the emergency room. A lot of them don't die, but a lot of them are unconscious. And here's another one in 2019. or 18, yeah, 19, and nine in Florida elementary schools were sent to the hospital. So this is really a problem. Here's another one. Father found son passed out after eating chocolate bar containing THC. So what I want to say about this is that this is a really dangerous, dangerous precedent. I think there was about over 3,000 kids had to go to the hospital. So I know that you don't understand, know what this is, Ava, but you know, drugs and are very dangerous. Well, tell me what you what you have in your school, or you hear about kids doing drugs, from what your perspective, what are they doing? You tell me something about Skittles or something. What are they doing?
Not in my school.
No, but you heard about it though.
I've heard about it from one of my friends before that was happening in middle school and stuff like that.
What were they doing?
Kids are you know how people sometimes sniff things?
Yeah.
They did that to, you know those candies that look like they're wraps and I think they're called Smarties. Yeah, Smarties. They do that to Smarties and then just leave them on the table and sniff them.
Really?
Something like that.
Back at, I know people used to sniff glue or gasoline. Like crazy stuff. Kids, people
that's
are.
Weird.
Yeah, it's real weird. You know, the thing is with all of this is that this is dangerous. And we put it here because, Ava, she doesn't know what edibles are. But these parents, now you know what it is. But these people.
No, I've known before.
Oh, okay. Well, then you know. And these kids, especially an infant, I don't know of any deaths yet, but this is very serious stuff. And more importantly, people think that, they buy the edibles, they're legal. You could buy them, but if your child gets a hold of an edible, then my camera's on. Then that's not good. You could get charged criminally. You could get go to jail. I mean, and also too, if there's any guns, if you own guns, and your child is using drugs or you using drugs, that's it. Your guns are going to be taken away, and you could go to jail. It's a very serious thing. So everybody think, oh, it's legal. It's not the same. So I think that we should really be careful about that. Anything else you want to add to that about, kids and drugs and, it's not good, but, sniffing candy and all that, that's
a little weird.
That's a lot weird. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
I think it's a lot weird.
And I don't think parents should be buying them and leaving them around the house because I have a little brother myself. And if something happened to him, my life would be over. I love him so much.
Right. Well, you'd be very upset. Well, there you go. So it affects other people. That's a great thing to think about. And parents, I think sometimes they don't understand the ramifications. It affects a lot of people in the house. So no, we talked about this last time, and I will talk about it, continue on, talk about it, because it's very dangerous. And it's becoming an issue. So we just want to throw it out. This show today is more of a public information. So we have another one here, and I know Ava's gonna laugh about this one, but this is where our country is now. I mean, this is how crazy things are. And so I read this article here, and put here human pee. So I can't believe this. I researched it, and it's actually that crazy. So here it is right here, and this is the article here. So a steady stream of pee is eroding Baltimore's historic buildings. Now, you think that you look at this is 11/27/2023, right? And it's a month ago. I mean, I can't. Yeah. It says city officials hope a solution lies in addressing a problem as historic as the buildings themselves, a lack of public restrooms. Well, there's more than just not having restrooms. Many downtown Baltimore buildings are slowly being washed away. The problem is less flooding and rain, more golden showers. That's right. Pee is eroding thousands of historic buildings downtown. The exterior bases corroding with every squirt. This is terrible. And
like a yellow Sharpie, it's highlighting longstanding
tensions
in Baltimore. The
decline
of one
bustling city center. Dwindling public spaces and eroding needs of a local homeless population. And here's the thing. This is not just in Baltimore. But interesting, the acid, urine is acid. It's hurting, wreaking havoc on some of the world's tallest churches in Germany, in Paris, churches. London. Yeah, and they actually, in London, they actually installed urine deflectors and open sidewalk urinals.
What is that?
Well, it's just to, when you pee, you put some like metal there. It doesn't hit the buildings. This is can't appreciate it. This is how bad this country and the whole world is. How it's degenerated. There's lawlessness. There's homelessness. People are urinating, and this is just crazy, crazy, crazy. And so they're instead of trying to get the homeless and understand why there's homeless people there. Well, they're going to put bathrooms. Well, it's about time.
They should put more bathrooms around.
Right.
They should put porta potties.
Well, I don't even know if people are going to use them, But this is, I thought this was really,
weird and interesting.
Yeah, inside
of. Well, what is this inside of here?
Epidemic.
What is that?
So this is here. It says a block of North Howard between Lexington and Saratoga Street is in many ways a pee epicenter. It's not a destination unto itself, but a thoroughfare to other parts of the city. Broken by light rails and bus stops. The street is lined with smattering of convenience stores. This is Baltimore. Baltimore is, I can't believe this. This is, I know the school district there is terrible.
Most of the stuff here is Baltimore.
Yeah, but there's other. I'm reading here. It doesn't even matter what time every day, said local business owner Mohammed Kabar. And,
So it's like adults?
Yeah, this is adults. A lot of them are drug addicts.
I would expect it to be kids or little.
No.
Like little toddlers or something.
No,
adults? That's just crazy.
Well, they're intoxicated. They're high on drugs. And a lot of them, unfortunately, Ava, a lot of this is people coming from other countries where, urinating out in public is not considered, bad. And when I was down in Fort Lauderdale, we were at a table sitting there, and some guy walks over maybe 10 feet away from us and just takes a pee. He wasn't facing us, but right next to the wall. The urine was going towards my feet.
It's gross.
I know, it's real gross. And this is
like, it's like, let's say you have something really important to you and someone just pees on it. That's like gross.
Yeah.
You can't wash it. Well, you can, but like, you can't like wash a building, like the whole thing. You can't just do that.
It
takes more than like a minute.
Well, let me tell you something.
Like you just put, let's say it was a stuffed animal. You can just put it in the washing machine.
Right.
That takes less time, but
Here's the problem.
They have to take a long.
Here's the problem, Ava. Years ago, they would, if you got caught urinating in public, you get arrested or get a ticket. You have to go to court, and you could get a big fine. And you could wind up losing your license if you were a doctor or a lawyer or a cop, Now, do what you want to do. This is the new way. This is, Philly, New York. Do what you want to do. They don't want to go after these people and, defund the police, the whole thing. This is what happens. So now all of these policies, look at this right here. Look at the picture. Can you see it? Look at that wall. It's all disgusting. And when they had San Francisco, when they had the president of China, they got all the people out of here. They had to clean the ground and everything. There was not only pee, but poop and all over the place.
Yeah, that's so disgusting.
Yeah, this is just a great article here. I think people, need to read this here. But it's not just in Baltimore. It's across the United States, and it's a lot of other countries. So I thought that was a good thing here. So I love this article here. This is out of let me see what article here. So this is a community news, and it's by Brenda Smith. A steady stream of pee is eroding Baltimore's historic sites. You like that? I think that was pretty funny, right? So that's crazy. Yeah, this is when we talk about who you vote for and what kind of country you want to have, and how you don't have law and order. I don't want to get into the politics too much.
Why are they allowing that?
It's complicated, and but there's a lot of policies. People think that, this is a crime. They let people steal stuff out of stores, maybe like $800. They think that it's okay. It's so complicated. I don't want to get into it, but they shouldn't allow this. And this is what's going to happen. I know it's terrible. So we got one more thing we could talk about, and then we could. I know you don't want to spend too much time here, but. This is another thing here. We got one more thing we want to talk about. So we talked about the edibles. Listen, you got to be careful with the children. And I like that Ava's listening to this because, you know, if we tell a lot of young kids, they could talk to their parents about their younger brothers and sisters, and it could be very dangerous. The other thing is this, you know, this generalized, you know, I bring up with the P, but it's a bigger issue here. I mean, this is our society is when you lose law and order, when you can't even walk outside and people are urinating, it's disgusting. You know, we have to do something. We could do better. This is the, you know, 2023. You know, if these people are homeless, they should be in homes. If they're mentally ill, they should be taken care of. And if
or at least
and,
have something to
and they
like,
should be
sit in or something. They don't even have like well, like chairs or hardly anything.
But I don't even know if more bathrooms would help, but I think it would. It should. But it's a bigger problem than that. And you got to lock these people up, give them tickets. You know, it's I go down, like I said, I was in Fort Lauderdale, and, you know, it turns you off. You don't want to go down there. You don't want to have somebody who's, you know, got that less respect for themselves and maybe that stoned on, out of their mind. It's not good. All right, so the last thing we want to talk about, and let's go to our whiteboard here, is FDA. FDA is the Federal Drug Administration, Ava. So what that does, it's a federal agency that looks at drugs and also equipment, you know, and there's a problem with a whole bunch of machines. You know, people have what's called, they have breathing issues at night, and they stop breathing, and then they start breathing again, and they give them these breathing machines. And so what happened is there was a bunch of machines that fell through the cracks that were had problems with them. So here it is. Millions of people use tainted breathing machines. The FDA failed to use its power to protect them. The FDA complaint tracking system for medical devices allowed Philips to obscure when it knew about dangerous. It's these CPAC machines. These are the ones
What's Philips?
That's a drug. That's the company who made them. And so there's a recall. So the CPAP machines are basically machines that you wear at night. You put it around your mouth and it helps you breathe.
Yeah, I saw it in a movie once.
Right, there's a lot of people who are
family switch.
Right, you know, fat or have other issues.
Or just regular, like
right.
They could still use the breathing machine.
Right. They stop breathing during the night, and they start breathing again. What happens is you don't get good sleep, and then during the day you'll be tired. You could be driving your car, fall asleep, or talking to somebody and fall asleep. Who you know anybody who has one of these or your friends talk about?
No. I just saw it in a movie, and I just was wondering. Why do people have to use them?
Because what happens is while they're sleeping, they actually stop breathing for a short amount of time. And that's not good. You could die, number one, if you're not breathing. But number two is it disrupts your sleep. When you sleep, you have to have what's called REM sleep, rapid eye movement. It's like when you're dreaming. If you sleep and you don't dream.
I learned that in school.
Right. So if you don't dream and that kind of sleep, you're not refreshed the next day and you're tired. And so people, when they're tired, they're driving, they could fall asleep when they're driving and, you know, hit a pole, die. Or they could fall asleep while they're working. They could, you know, if they're working a saw or cutting things, they could cut their fingers off. Say a butcher in a butcher store cutting, you know, meat up, cut their fingers off. So Philips is the company. So here it is. So it was in 2021, the Philips respiratory, I think, sold millions of defected medical devices. This is through this article. This is ProPublica. And so these devices were sold to those who are struggling to breathe. And they were charged with protecting the American public. Food and Drug Administration accused the global powerhouse of succession of mistakes. I just want to bring this up because if you have one of these machines, you better find out if your machine has a problem. So it says, long after the company discovered industrial foam embedded in its breathing machines could break down and send tiny particles and fumes into the lungs of patients. So it was something in there, a filter, that was breaking down. It says the FDA maintained that it acted as soon as it learned of the safety concerns on April 2021, just weeks before Philips launched one of the largest recalls of any kind. So, I don't know if anybody's at fault here, but I just want to put it out here. There is a recall in these machines. You should find out, which it is. So it says here from 2011 to 2021, Philips sent hundreds of complaints about the machines to the FDA, none of which result in alerts to doctors or patients. So it seems like the company knew it was a problem, and they sent information to the FDA, and I guess the FDA didn't push it on to the doctors. So I just want everybody to know that The FDA, there is a recall on these things. If you have a machine that was a Philips, that's P-H-I-L-I-P-S, CPAP, that's C-P-A-P-A, there's a recall on them. You might want to, you know, check that out and stop using it until you, you know, find out what the story is. So this is an article. If anybody wants to grab it, it's in ProPublica Healthcare, and it was dated, let me see. This was December 7th, and who wrote it? I don't know who wrote it here. I can't see. So, but it's out there. So, again, Philips CPAP machines, there's a recall on them, so don't use them, and be careful about that. Anything else? Ava, you want to we're almost ready to go. So what we're going to do here, I'm going to try something different here. We're going to give Ava this camera here for a minute. And Ava is going to, hang on, Ava, here, take this over there for you. Don't hit the cameras. So Ava does YouTube videos, and she's going to show us one.
Yes.
Before we close up. So again.
And make sure you subscribe.
So you get in there, and then I'll, when you're ready, you tell me. I'm going to go through a couple things. So again, I just want to let everybody know for our podcast, you know, we do a podcast. We usually do hour-long shows. This is the holiday right now, so we're just doing some abbreviated shows. I just had surgery on my shoulder, so I'm recuperating,
recovering.
So again, if you guys want to check us out at Jersey Shore Foot and Leg Center.com, it's up on the screen right now. That's our webpage. It has a lot of information in there, a lot of medical stuff. It's a really, a lot of really good stuff. If you want to send us an email, which we'd love, if you want to get a hold of us and, get on the show or talk to us or have any questions, it's drcatchmar@icloud.com. That's ICLOUD.com. And did you get it up there yet?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. And then one more thing. Let's see. Well, I think we'll just put my name up here for now. Now, we have a little show from Ava. You ready? I'll put you the iPad up. So Ava's going to show. So let's just get the premise. Give us a little, tell us what the story is before we put you up there. So what is it?
So basically, all my friends have YouTube channels and everything. Mm-hmm. So at one day, I just decided, I'm at my grandma's house and I'm really bored. So why don't I create a YouTube channel? So I will show you my first video and the premise behind the video. And I actually did a mess up in my video, and I'll show you what I did.
Now we could.
But I'll show you what the premise was of the video.
Okay, so we could listen to it if you want, or I could lower it. Okay.
All right. Yeah, just lower it a little bit.
Okay, so I'll put this on. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Hang on. Let's see if we got it. Did you plug it back in? It's not coming on.
It's plugged in.
Hang on. You might want to unplug it and plug it. I'm not giving up. Hang on. We're talking about all this now. We can't get it. Unplug it and plug. No, okay, plug that out and put it back in. Let me get the thing here. You there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hang on. Hang on. We don't have it yet. Shut that off. Yeah, we're trying. You got to knock that off.
I'm trying to.
Do it one more. Unplug it and plug it in. It should come on. Sorry, everybody. We usually...
Technical difficulties.
Yes, technical difficulties.
Okay.
It's 3755.
Okay.
See if it comes. It has to come up here.
Did you get it yet?
One more time. We're not going to get it. We had it. It was all working before.
Oh, it's loading.
Yeah, but I should be able to see it here. So Ava has been doing these things. What did you have? Like, yes. How many? You had like one that had 3,000, 4,000 people?
I have one that had...
Yeah, go ahead. Let me have it.
I had one...
You have to unplug it. Unplug the string.
I know.
And then wait, and then plug it back in. It should come up. Right, let me put it on here. Hang on. Go ahead. Do it now.
Okay.
So how many did you have? What was the most you had?
I think, I can't put it off the top of my head, but I had 5K. Well,
wow.
In one video. It was when I was at the, I think it was at the airport. I was in Arizona, and I just was bored, so I decided to do a viral dance at the airport. Actually got a lot of views, and I'm surprised. And all my friends make fun of my YouTube channel, and they say it's cringy, but I really don't think it's that bad.
You don't think it's that bad?
No. And there's a couple kids in my class who are just like, Ava, what is up with your YouTube channel? I'm like, I think it's okay. Well, or if you want to, I can just show it. I can just show it on my iPad.
You just do shorts though, right?
Yeah, I do shorts. I haven't posted any videos yet because none of my subscribers had asked for a video. But I can do it on my iPad if we want me to just show it on the screen like this.
I don't know if it's going to show up. Hang on.
I could just show you guys.
You can? All right. So what was the most you had? Tell me what was the most you had.
The most I had, it was probably, what do you mean by the most I had?
Well, how many views have you had? What was the most views you had?
The most views I've ever had was 5,000.
5,000?
Yeah.
And how long did it take you to get 5,000?
Maybe 5 days, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't that much.
That's pretty good. That's real good.
And yeah. You got it?
Here you go.
Okay.
All right, so we're all set.
Ready to see this.
So pull it up. So this is Ava. She's going to show us a video. And so is the one that has 5,000 views.
Okay,
so everybody
will,
out there.
And then I'll show you my original video because I really like that one. Okay.
So this is Ava Marie. Tell us what this is all about here. Which one?
So my YouTube channel is called Ava Slays 101.
Wow.
There
this is pretty neat.
And all here's my YouTube channel.
So let's do one. Let's see how it is. Okay, put one up. We'll listen to it.
My shorts. I'll show you the 5K one.
Show us the 5K.
You could see the views underneath the videos.
Wow.
I will show you the one that I got the most views. I think it was this one. Yeah. Oh, wait. It's 6.1K views.
Get hit it.
This one. Okay. It's my mom acting, looking a little crazy. Okay. Let's see.
That's pretty good. How many views did this get?
Six K.
That's you guys at the airport. That's your stepbrother.
Yeah, that's my stepbrother. This is my little brother. I love him so much.
That's your mom.
Yeah. She's a little crazy.
So you guys are waiting to get back.
I'll show you my original video. So this is my first video, and I think it was okay. That's not my best video ever, but I messed up in the video. I wrote on the top. This was before I even knew how to edit and everything, and I didn't know how to do everything.
Yeah, well, let's watch it.
Okay.
You could turn, make it long ways, but it's okay. It's fine the way it is.
Let's see if it actually works. So that was supposed to be, the first one was supposed to be the teacher.
Yeah, go ahead.
And, sometimes teachers just go overboard on makeup and everything. So teachers go overboard on makeup, so that's why I just put, makeup on a lot of it. I just used my grandma's makeup. She didn't mind. And then I wrote two twos. I wrote the cool kid that thinks he's cool. No, I wrote two threes. So this was supposed to be the teacher.
Go ahead.
Then.
Well, let it play. Go ahead.
This one was supposed to be an example of my neighbor. He thinks he's so cool and he has long hair. His name is Danny. He's actually really annoying. And then I was like the slob. You have that one kid in your class who just doesn't even care about himself. Like he just wears whatever he wants. And then there's that one kid which represents John in my class. And he has like a lot of girlfriends and everything. And then there's that one shy kid. And then I just did that.
So
and then I put on some makeup and I actually tried, but this I'm a lot better at makeup than when I did in this video. But
so where's the one? Where's the one where? First of all, so you're these are shorts. So
yes.
It's AVASLAYS 101.
Yes.
And show us another one. One more.
I'll show you one with my little brother.
Yeah, let's see the one with the little brother.
And then my dogs.
All right, let's see that.
This one, I think.
We'll check it out. And then we could go. We're almost 30 minutes, so it's pretty good. I wanted to do a half-hour show. It's perfect. That's pretty neat. So what was the most? You had 5,000 views on the one?
I had 6.1K.
6,100. Wow. That's pretty good. That's really good.
This one should work. I got a lot of comments on it. They're all good comments. No hates.
Good. So play it. Let's see.
And it's not loading, but it will, hopefully.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, we got pretty good Wi-Fi here.
Maybe this one will work. Okay, wait.
Oh, try it. You can try it. We got a little time. This.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can't believe how
this
many.
My brother did this, my favorite dance.
Right.
And I have a new dance that I might post more on my channel. And I like this dance. You know, I'll just show you that one because that one's cool. And then
yeah.
If the other one loads, then I'll do it. So this one is Get Off That Wall Dance.
You
better get off that wall.
Get down on it to get right there. Gotta be careful. I don't know if we could play this, Ava. We may not be able to play the music for copyright. I guess you can. Did you copy?
No, I can. You have to. It's because I did hashtag.
I don't know. That's okay. They might hit us for content. So I'll mute it.
Yeah, but basically the song's called Get Off That Wall.
Yeah,
and it's a really good song.
See, some of the stuff too. When we do this, it's copyright infringement. So you have to be careful. You could play it for like a couple seconds, but I don't know. You have one with no music. You could just show your brother dancing.
I have one that I did. No, the one with my brother dancing that has music in it.
Oh, well, I can mute it. Let's just see him dance. I want to see him dance.
Well, let's see if it actually works.
Write that one, right? Hit that one.
Let's see.
I could always mute it, and then we'll say goodbye to everybody. Yeah, I want to see your brother.
Just got to make sure.
And this will be it. So that's pretty good. How many? You had, what, about 20 videos now?
I think I have more.
Okay.
I'll count later.
All right, one more, and then we'll go. Can you give us one more?
I think this one might work, though. The other ones do, though.
Well, how about you give us one so we could finish up?
I'll do one to finish, okay?
Yeah, and that'll be perfect. You got so many here.
So
I like the one with the airport. That's the one was my favorite one.
Yeah, that one I really like.
Let's do that one again.
Can we do a kids song?
Go ahead, I'll try. We'll see.
It's a Paw Patrol song. Go ahead. Oh, here we go. Got one.
Pimps in the crib, ma. Drop it like it's
home. I have to put it down here. We could watch him though. Yeah.
Yeah, it was him doing the dance, and then I kissed him at the end.
Let him play. Let it play. Let's see and watch.
And I just made him do the dances.
That's so cute. I know people can't, you know, people on our podcast can't. You should go here and watch. It's so cute. He's a cutie.
Yeah, he's really cute, and his name is Kai.
All right. Well, good. So let me.
Okay.
Well,
anyways.
So that was good. So we finally got it. We got that going good. And anyway.
If you can, subscribe to my YouTube channel.
So again, your YouTube channel is, what's the name of it again?
Ava Slays 101.
Ava Slays 101. I'm Dr.
AvaSlays 101.
101. My name is Dr. Michael Kaczmar. I'm a board certified reconstructive foot and ankle surgeon. You can get a hold of us at drkaczmar@icloud.com. I would really recommend that you go to my webpage. It's so informative. We have, and that's Jersey Shore Foot and Leg Center.com. Jersey Shore Foot and Leg Center.com. Ava, you want to say goodbye? Ava, thank you for being here today. You helped me out a lot. I really appreciate it. And everyone, have a very safe, happy new year. We'll see you, right? We'll see you guys next year.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next year.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.